It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's the talk of the town. The Pirates have clinched a playoff spot. Travel contributor Elaine LaBaume has travel suggestions for devoted fans with the means to follow Pittsburgh's Boys of Summer. And she joins us now to take a quick breeze through the cities that they could be visiting in the National League Division Series and National League Championship Series. Elaine LaBaume, so good to see you. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Paul.
Okay, new girl, the Bucks are going all the way. No, the Bucks are in the National League playoffs for the first time in a generation. Road trip? We already know what cities they might be visiting, so what's our approach?
Well, first of all, is this the coolest thing or what?
It is. It is pretty cool.
I'm just floored. And so I did a little bit of research to see where they might go in the National League. And several possibilities. They could go to L.A. They could go to St. Louis or Cincinnati, obviously, very quickly, and to Atlanta as well. So what I would say, and if you want to plan a road trip around this, is to book as early as possible. L.A. is the one, obviously, where you need to fly. You're not going to drive to L.A. The other cities, though, are very much drivable. Atlanta's about a 10-hour drive. St. Louis, a 9-hour drive. Cincinnati, a 5-hour drive. So if you need to do something on the fly, I would say drive to one of these cities as opposed to, I mean, it just gets a lot, you know, more convoluted if you've got to book airfare and you're not really sure which city you're going to be in. So think that you can drive to any of these cities, book some hotels now. Most hotels will give you a 24-hour cancellation policy, so you've got enough time to cancel if in fact you wind up going to Atlanta instead of, you know, St. Louis for a game, say.
Right, because you don't know. So in some cases, you won't. It could be a quick turnaround.
Absolutely. You don't know, and people are going to be lining up to do this stuff, especially, I have a feeling, Buccos fans. So, and as well, what I would say, one of the things we learned on the recent baseball tour that we did is to have a plan when you get there. Surely you want to go to the games, but you want to have everything lined up in advance. You want to know where your stadium is, what your parking options are, you know, what the transit is from your hotel to the stadium. I believe almost all these cities have a city center, relatively downtown stadium. So that's not going to be too difficult, but have your plan and also try to fit in a sense of place. Sure, you're going there to see the Buccos and to cheer them on, but while you're in, you know, Atlanta or LA or St. Louis, think about a couple other things you can do.
Crazy idea just popped in my head. Let's say the Pirates are playing the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and it would probably end up being the championship series.
Yep.
So driving to LA, would you... I mean, could you maybe just go to Chicago and then take Route 66? Would that be like a fun thing? If you had a lot of time, you could make all kinds of stops on old Route 66,
you know,
couldn't you?
And I have done this drive, and it would be an absolute blast if you had the time. That's the thing. I mean, you know, I used to live in San Francisco. You're talking a couple days, almost solid driving. If you broke it up in any sort of reasonable fashion, it's going to be three very long days to drive to L.A. And then you're going to miss a lot along the way. I think it would be tough to drive the whole thing. I just don't think that the scheduling even of these playoff games would allow for that one. Very cool idea, but I don't know that it's going to be workable.
It could, well, if a sweep happened, maybe. If let's say that one preliminary series ends up, the Pirates, you know, we might as well think positively. They sweep and the Dodgers go to seven with whoever they're playing, then you would have the time.
Then you got time to drive to La La Land, and I say go for it. And then I'll come back and we'll talk about things you can see along the way.
Oh, man, that would be – what a fun trip that would be.
It is.
And should the Pirates fans get a chance to go to L.A., regardless of whether they drive or fly, what are the places they want to go to when they're there?
All right. Well, first of all, Dodger Stadium is a downtown stadium. So what I'm going to say is try to get a room at the largest hotel in L.A., which is the Westin Bonaventure. That's the one with those glass circular towers that have been in so many movies, you know, Bruce Willis Die Hard movies and, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and whatnot. I have actually stayed in this hotel. It is a really cool property. It's a John Portman, you know, very 70s architecture place, but it's still top. And near there, and also not too far from Dodger Stadium, is a place called the Original Pantry Cafe. This place has been open 24/7 since like 1924. And what you want to do there is to have their plain pancakes. These are the best pancakes in America. I will challenge anyone.
Thin
on
or
that.
Thick?
They are light as air.
That's good.
They are thin. They've got a little bit of fluff. They are perfect. People go on and
what
on.
What kind
about,
of syrup?
They don't need syrup.
They don't need syrup.
I put syrup on them because I thought it made them better, but they don't need syrup. You have to go to this place and have the pancakes. All I'm saying, go to the Peterson Automotive Museum on Wilshire Boulevard. This is like a retrospective of the car from like day one. And not only that, but they've got some cool cars that have been owned by really neat people. I was there once.
Such as?
Oh, you know, I can't give you specifics right now, but like I was there about ten years ago.
Old Model T or something?
Something like that, or some other sort of famous person who had some hot rod type car. There are really cool wheels, cool motorcycles too. It is an awesome museum that doesn't get a lot of press. I mean, you know, go to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Go to the Getty Museum. There's so many things you can do. I would say, you know, get out, branch, explore. I mean, hey, we're there to root on the Buccos, but the baseball game's 3 hours. There's lots of other things you can do.
We're talking with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBaume, about going to some possible postseason destinations where the Pirates will be playing. No doubt fans are making their plans. Now, of course, they have to get past that one-game playoff in Cincinnati or in Pittsburgh.
I am highly confident.
Yes, good. Keep thinking positively. Another city that the Bucks could be playing in is Atlanta. And it sounds like you're saying we could make that drive, but I'm going to ask you again, should we fly or drive?
Well, you know, and this one I definitely say drive. It really, it's an easy route. I think it's almost straight on I-75 much of the way, so you'll get there pretty quickly. You probably even get to see a little bit of foliage here in early October because some of it's through some mountainy areas. But what's neat is that there's also some cool stuff that you can do in Atlanta. You know, there's some friends of mine recently got back from taking the tour of the world of Coca-Cola. You know, Coca-Cola is based in Atlanta. They're all over Turner Field. There's this giant Coke bottle at the back of the stadium, too. So I would say do that tour. Do the CNN tour while you're in Atlanta, which is also really fun from what my peeps tell me. And there's another one of those iconic hotel properties, too, the Westin Peachtree Plaza. It's also one of those circular things. Looks very much like the Westin Bonaventure in L.A. Really cool city center hotel not far from Turner Field where the games will be played. So there's tons of stuff that you can do right there in downtown Atlanta. So yeah, drive in. Get your hotel booked early. You can almost surely cancel with 24 hours notice. And just know that there's some fun stuff that you can do within walking distance of the stadium and the hotel.
And temperature-wise, Atlanta's a lot like L.A. in October.
Yes.
It's going to be warm.
Warm and probably sunny. Yeah, I think the weather would be excellent at either location.
Now, no doubt, Atlanta oozes Southern charm, and Pirates fans can only hope the locals are suitably hospitable. I must say, I had a chance to go to Atlanta for the World Series in 1991.
Wow.
Everybody was very, very nice there, and mm-hmm. the Southern charm is no myth. Southern hospitality, I should say, is no myth. Mm-hmm. People are very charming and warm and hospitable.
Absolutely are. And it's funny, when I think of Atlanta, I think of something that happened to me, probably 25 years ago. I was there and I was in a restaurant and I ordered I think I had a steak and a baked potato. And I remember that the scoop of butter on the baked potato was almost as big as the potato. So what I would say is pick your spots carefully for dining in Atlanta, a neighborhood that's really neat. And I think that it talks a lot about the new Atlanta and also has a lot of Southern charm is Buckhead. So that's a neighborhood that's not quite city center, but that you should explore while you're there. Lots of shops, galleries, museums. The Atlanta History Center is there. So talk about a Belle of the South that talks about, you know, the whole history of the city and, you know, a lot of charm and things of that nature. Places where I think you will not get a baseball size scoop of butter include the Modern Restaurant and Bar. My peeps tell me it's new, it's hot, it's really fun, and also a place called Seven Lamps, where the cool kids are dining now and probably going to be good for your arteries in Atlanta.
And are there remnants of the 1996 Olympics? Because those were held there.
Absolutely. Centennial Park downtown. Good call. It has that what's called the Fountain of Rings. They go off, I think, 4 times a day, something like that. So they have a water show and whatnot. But the whole park actually is beautifully laid out right downtown, worth a visit.
And I believe that Turner Field was originally the Olympic Stadium, and they modified it for the ballpark.
You'd be scooping me on that one. That may well be the case. I don't know, but it's newer vintage, is it not?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
It is in fact a new ballpark. Yeah. The old one, in fact, in '91 they were playing in the old Fulton County Stadium.
Right, yes,
and this is a step up. And so folks can expect some modern amenities.
Big step up. Yeah, I hear it's a very nice facility.
Now, I feel like the Bucks faithful are probably old hands at navigating Cincinnati and St. Louis, not only because they're in our division, but because we've covered each city recently as part of your summer baseball tour, Elaine. So quickly recap for us a good place to stay and a great place to eat in each city, because there's a very good chance the Pirates could be playing in Cincinnati on Tuesday, and a lot of fans from here would want to go out there. And then if they win that, they would go on to play St. Louis.
Absolutely. And as you know, a rabid fan base in either of those cities. They are red and red-y. In St. Louis, you're going to want to stay at the Hyatt Regency downtown. It's about four blocks from the stadium, from the St. Louis ballpark. And it also faces right onto the St. Louis, the Gateway Arch, excuse me. So that's a terrific location. It's a huge property, so you can probably get a room. But again, I would say book immediately.
And you were just there.
I was there, and I happened to stay there, and I love that property, the convenience of it. It's close to some of the jazz clubs as well. You can walk to everything from there. And the one place I would send folks to eat is the one that we talked about a month ago, and that is Bogart Smokehouse. This barbecue joint impressed me so much. And I've had the great good fortune to eat barbecue all over our country. I've eaten at a lot of places. I am a Q girl. And this place totally, totally rates. You cannot be in St. Louis and not go to Bogart Smokehouse. You must. We could do a whole show around that, Paul.
We probably could.
We should.
We probably could.
And in Cincinnati, another good property, very close. Again, probably another four or five blocks from the stadium there, Great American Ballpark, is the 21C Museum Hotel. That's a smaller property, so again, you'd have to book like yesterday there. But really neat. They've got a couple of floors of art galleries with rotating exhibits there. Very modern, clean rooms, lots of amenities. So you're going to enjoy that property. And the restaurant right in the 21C Museum Hotel is called Metropole, and Bon Appetit just rated it as one of the 50 best new restaurants in America. And we were lucky enough to eat there while we stayed there on our baseball tour, and it was terrific. So again, that couldn't be more convenient. It is really neat that the cities that we might be visiting are so convenient for the traveler in terms of just landing and everything is close by.
Elaine LaBalm is our travel correspondent, and she shares her information with us about where to go if you're a Pirates fan following the Pirates into the playoffs, and all the possible destinations. You have certainly covered it all. Elaine, as always, thanks so much for being with us here.
Paul, let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks. Big series coming up this weekend. Tomorrow night, I should say tonight, Essential Pittsburgh will host a public forum on the Affordable Care Act. There's no Pirates game, so there's no excuse for you not to show up for this. The event will take place at the Community Broadcast Center. Doors will open at 5:30, and the public is invited. The forum will be recorded for broadcast and aired October 1st on Essential Pittsburgh. Again, that is tonight at the Community Broadcast Center here in Bedford Square, 67 Bedford Square. Send your questions, what you would like to know about the Affordable Care Act, to ESSPGH at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.